I don't think any league has been as exciting as our league this past season. The number of bums on seats, it's anybody's league. You look at the Polokwanes of this world, you look at Bloom Celtics of this world, you look at those teams, Cape Town City, you look at those, it's possible. Sundowns, they understand that it's the price that they pay for their success.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Big Interview. My name is Shane Matsoyane. In this week's edition, we speak to PSL CEO Mato Madlala. Please enjoy the interview.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Joining us now on the line is the PSL CEO, Mama Mato Madlala. Mama, welcome to SL Radio. Kunjani?
Yeah, Pila, thank you very much. And morning to the listeners.
Mama, on the PSL CEO's perspective, how would you sum up the past 2018-19 season?
I think not only on the CEO's perspective, I think on all South African and also followers of our league all over Africa and everywhere else in the world, it has been one of the fantastic seasons. And even when you compare them to other bigger leagues that are out there that we are always told about, that they are bigger, they are this, I don't think any league has been as exciting as our league this past season.
But from all of it, Mama, I mean, were there any things that you will say you were happy about and anything that you say you were unhappy about from the past season?
I think I can say what we were happy about as the office is to be able to shuffle the fixtures with care fixtures that are never out on time, with clubs that are traveling throughout the continent and having to come home and play to try and keep everyone happy, to try and have the balance as well, to give everyone an equal chance of competing for championships, for top eight, and to avoid relegation. I think we managed that fantastically well. On the downside, I still complain about the number of bums on seats at venues, exciting as the game is. That's just that element that we still need to work hard on.
And on that, Mama, of stadium attendance, has there been maybe any plan that you will be hoping to work with the help from the clubs, of course, to improve the standard, I mean, the attendance for the next season?
We talk about that all the time when we meet. We talk about attendance. We talk about with sponsors as well, ABSA Premiership. I mean, with ABSA is there, the sponsors of ABSA Premiership, to say, how best can we get fans to come to the stadium? I know my chairman says this all the time. He talks about the downside of the success of our broadcasters as well, that at the touch of a button, you get all games.
Yeah.
You know, you watch PSL, and then as PSL game finishes, you can change your channel to another game. And you and I, we know that you do not get that all over the world. Mm. You know, there are those geobox blocks, you know, where they block a viewership in certain areas so that people can get to the venue. So I think this challenge is bigger than us if we really want to work on, because we do not have the resources, or we do not have the right to geo-block, you know, certain areas where games are being played. But they do that all over the world, because what they are saying is their football must be number one. Mm. So until you get to a stage where we can have those arrangements with the CASAs of this world, with the government, to say, can we look at that? I think we will really, it will be easy if I can say to you, you know, we've managed to get that, and let's see.
Wow. And from all of it, Mama Yazi, is there anything that you will take from this past season and say, you know, we learned from this, something that you think it will help make the standard of the league better in future?
I think we've owned up. We've said to South Africa, we own up, we take responsibility. The delay in cases, you know, not being able to sit and decide on cases as they happen. And we as South Africans, we've got rights, we've got legal rights, we've got this sort of rights. And one thing that has always worked with the league is that the judiciary system has always been independent.
Mm.
And therefore, when I say that, I say it becomes difficult when you get to this stage and you say, what can I do, because it's independent from us. But we've made recommendations, and we'll be starting like that this season. We will be getting more than one prosecutor. We'll be getting a bigger panel so that the cases can sit almost all the time. And I think a prosecutor said when he was at that meeting to say, when it is December, you know, you find that all law firms, they close, because we use as DC members, people from those law firms. That's the only time that they have to be on holiday. But they were saying before we even get to that stage, get to December, because we know it's like builders. If you're building a house, you know that in December, they close on the 15th. They'll only be back on the 15th the following month. So we plan according to that as well. We try and hear as many cases as we can, you know, before, and as soon as they come back, we do, so that we do not have any backlogs in terms of cases. That is the one that we need to work on.
Wow.
That's my priority this season.
And from the cases of the last season, are there still any outstanding cases that might be resolved before the season starts, or that might be resolved in the new season?
I haven't got the list with me. I can't say yeah or no.
Okay.
But if they are, they'll be priority.
Yeah, okay. The chairman surprised all of us when he announced the 50% increase on the prize money. How did it all come about, Mamad?
The sponsor, APSA, is extremely happy with the premiership. And they came to us last season, in fact. They said, how about we want to increase this? It hasn't been increased for a long time. We know that as football, you guys were charging 40 rands. You've been charging 40 rands for the last 15 years. You know, you haven't increased the entrance fee. And we appreciate that and we understand. So how can we assist? We want to put in this so that we can increase the prize money. That's how it came about.
Wow. So is there an increase on the monthly grant, or is it an increase only on the prize money?
It's just the prize money.
Oh, okay. And how do you think the increase in prize money will help in terms of growth, league, and the standard of the league?
As we all say, it's anybody's league. You know, in the past, you will think that, okay, who are the possibilities? You'll say Sundowns, Pirates, and you'll count a few. But when you look at the performance of like season, you look at the Polokwanes of this world, you look at Bloom Celtics of this world, you look at those teams, you know, it's possible.
Wow.
You look at Cape Town City, you look at those, it's possible.
And for years, Yazi, Mama, the MTN 8 has always kicked off before the actual league games begin. But we see that has changed this season. Any reason for that, Mom?
I'll tell you why. Just to honor and to honor the champion as well. If you look at the weekend, we looked at the dates and we said, which date are we going to have all the teams available to play? And we looked at all the dates, because if you look at the dates after our kickoff, CAF starts, and therefore we were not going to be able to play an opening league game without some of our teams. So to start the season, you want to start the season with all 16 teams playing. And that month, that weekend, was the best weekend that we could have everyone available to play. After that, I think it would be only 2 weeks later. So we were going to start the season almost end of the month. And that was going to put us in a push, because we're not going to have enough days to finish the league. And that is the reason.
Yes,
so there's always science behind some of the decisions to say, how do you do that? And that was the driving force to say, you've got to start the season when you launch. You know, it's the upper premiership, you know. You've got to have everyone available playing on the day.
And in everything that was announced by the PSL chairman, Dr. Ivan Khoza, on that day, yes, the only thing which I think stood out was the issue of finances. But I personally put my finger on the early release of the 2019-20 season fixtures. Good work and good job there, Mamato. Well done. But Mama, let's talk about these fixtures. We've seen Sundowns for the past 2 to 3 seasons reaching the quarterfinals and the semifinals of the CAF Champions League, which on many times resulted to fixture congestion. What has the PSL put in place in order to avoid or minimize such from happening this season?
There is really nothing that the PSL can do. And Sundowns, they understand that it's the price that they pay for their success. You know, when you are as successful as they are, and something has to give, you've got to pay the price somewhere. And which is why when we draft the fixture, we do not fixture Sundowns to play on the team that we know are for CAF. But if any of the clubs is knocked out, then we rearrange the fixture so that there is no congestion for that club. So with Sundowns, as you correctly say, getting to that stage almost every year, that's the price that they have to pay, unfortunately, because as the league, we've only got so many days that we can play. We've got to finish the season, you know, by May. You know, we've got to finish the season, you know, just like that.
Yeah.
So there isn't much that we can do to shuffle. But we do sit with Sundowns. When it gets to that stage, we do sit with them. Like last season, you know, we sit with them. We sat with them and we said to them, now let's look at your remaining games. Tell me how you want to play those. Mm. We changed a lot because we accommodate, which is why I think Tito, on one occasion, he said on national television, he couldn't have done this without working together with the league,
mm.
because we do that as well. Mm. We want our clubs to succeed. And we sit with them to say, how can we assist? We've moved games, you know, local games to different dates, or we will move if they are to travel on a Wednesday, we will play them on a Monday. We move games around to try and accommodate their schedule.
So the league will end in May as usual next year.
Yes.
Mama, let me take this time and thank you so much for speaking to us here on SL Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.